Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:55 at 580 CFRA, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time, and Sundays, 4 o'clock, 4 till 5, with Sunday House Call. And if you missed it yesterday, they had a really interesting conversation about use of acetaminophen or ibuprofen when it comes to controlling inflammations. I think it was plantar fasciitis you were talking about initially, Doctor.
That's right.
And you were saying, look, you got to get control of this inflammation that's causing you pain. And the gentleman was concerned about liver damage, and you gave him some ranges that were safe.
That's right. I mean, one of the concerns people have, and I think it was a bit overplayed in the media, was saying that there is the risk of liver damage when using acetaminophen, or Tylenol is the brand name. And really, as with any medication, there are ranges within which you have therapeutic effect and not having any subsequent damage. So the main thing is that the cutoff for acetaminophen use is 4,000 milligrams per day. 4,000 milligrams per day is 8 extra strength acetaminophen tablets, which are 500 milligrams each. And even then, you know, that's the cutoff, but really we don't see very much liver damage until you get much, much higher than that. There are caveats to this. If someone has liver disease, if someone has other disease processes where it may interfere with the ability of the body to metabolize the medication, that's where you have to be concerned. But for people who are generally healthy, who need something to relieve pain, you can use acetaminophen. It's not going to hurt your liver. Your liver will break it down. The main concern is when there's too much of it, and that is, again, people who are taking 8 grams or 8,000 milligrams, 10 grams. It overloads the liver's capacity to break down the medication, and the pathway that the liver normally uses is stopped. And it produces then a compound that actually is toxic to the liver. But that happens way down the line when you're taking too much. So if you have to use acetaminophen and you're within that 4,000 milligram range, that's just fine.
And you emphasize, get control of the inflammation before it gets worse.
That's right. So there's two things you can use, acetaminophen and ibuprofen. Ibuprofen is more for the inflammation. Acetaminophen is for pain control. It's not going to do much for inflammation. But some people are using acetaminophen because they have their stomachs get irritated. They may have a risk of bleeding because of using anti-inflammatories. So they stay away from the ibuprofen and they use acetaminophen. But the main thing is, use something. And there's no point suffering. If you're suffering and it's interfering with your quality of life, use something to help restore it.
Doctor, thank you.